You're listening to Pause for the Cause on 107.3 Jams.
This is a weekly forum where opinions are voiced about the most talked about issues in the community. The views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of Summit Media, LLC. Here's your host of Pause for the Cause, Michael McGuire.
107.3 Jams, today's R&B and throwbacks. Welcome to our public affairs show. Once again, I am Michael McGuire, and today's guest, I have Evangeline Costa from Trees Upstate. She is back. We talked to her last month. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good.
I know last time I talked to you, you guys were very busy.
We were extremely busy. We had the Turkey Day race on Thanksgiving Day, and we also had several tree plantings going on.
The holidays are over now. So, you know, tell me kind of what went on.
What went on? Wow. We had 6,000 registrants at the Turkey Day race.
Okay.
That's the largest ever. And it was the second largest race in the state. It was an 8K with a 5K walk run also.
Okay. And then for the month of December?
For the month of December, we did a lot of tree planting, but we were finishing up our first class of the Trees Upstate apprenticeship program.
Okay.
So that's where our focus was. We had our first graduation right before the holidays.
So, Evangeline, you guys have a tree and landscape apprenticeship, and I know you've got some stuff going on. Matter of fact, I think it's happening either this month or next month, right?
Right. We're actually recruiting for, we're interviewing now, but we will bring on the second class, our second cohort for the apprenticeship program starting February 13th.
Okay.
And it'll run for 15 weeks through February 24th.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, last time we talked, you told me how much it was and there was a completion bonus.
Yes, yes. So we are now paying $15 an hour with a $500 successful completion bonus at the end. That's a nice little chunk of change.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So when you're talking about this tree and landscape apprenticeship, what all does that include?
Oh, my goodness. It's a lot, Michael. It is hands-on training, first and foremost. So the apprentice spend half of their day, half of their time with us out in the sites, out in the field, out on sites, getting hands-on experience with some of the best companies in the Greenville upstate area. So not only are they getting training from Trees Upstate on how to properly plant a tree, they're also getting experience with various companies that they will shadow for a day. Each Friday, they will shadow a different company and learn what that company is doing, get to see the inside workings of a company before they apply to the company.
Okay. You also, last time, you were telling me about in the 70s, there were a lot of different places throughout Greenville and other areas that didn't get the trees planted then.
Yes.
So you guys were trying to do it now.
Yes. And we're still doing that. As a matter of fact, in October, this past October, we planted over 120 trees in West Greenville.
Okay.
We're very proud of that. We had 300 volunteers come out for that. And also our corporate partners from TD Bank and Meritage Homes were out there planting trees right alongside of us.
How do people know when you're doing this?
We canvass a neighborhood in advance of our picking a tree date or a date to plant trees. We canvass a neighborhood. We knock on doors. We send out flyers. We send out. We also send out emails to the residents that we know. And we get their feedback. We tell them this is what we'd like to do. And we ask if it's something they'd like to see done. And we also work with neighborhood presidents. And so working with community organizers, neighborhood presidents, then we're able to actually launch a project.
You know, one of the things is if someone didn't listen to you the last time you were here, can you explain about the coverage again?
The coverage?
I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. The reason that you're planting the trees that weren't planted in the 70s.
Oh, the tree canopy.
The canopy,
coverage.
Yes.
Right. So I believe it was in 2019 that the city of Greenville partnered with Trees Upstate and others to commission a tree canopy study. And what they determined is that that tree canopy study, where we're lacking trees, where trees weren't planted earlier, that tree canopy study was, the overlay was similar to the special emphasis neighborhoods. that the city deems as special emphasis neighborhoods. And so those neighborhoods tend to be low-income or moderate-income homes and families. And so what our program called Neighborhood does is we look at those areas and see exactly where we can plant and then talk to those residents, pinpoint where they need trees the most.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the areas that we approach to find out if we can have a tree planting event in their area, in their neighborhood.
Okay. You know, because I remember last time we spoke.
Right. I went out and looked at best practices around the country. And I looked at best practices as it related to two things: how they approach neighborhoods, how do they plant in neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
what's the process, and also how can we start a workforce development group? And out of that workforce development effort, looking at best practices, we came up with the Tree and Landscape Apprenticeship Program.
Okay.
And so that's why we've launched this program. We're bringing in young men and young women, 18 to 24 years old,
mm-hmm.
to learn how to manage trees, care for trees, learn more about landscaping, get certifications, and then go out back into their neighborhoods as experienced professionals.
So how often are you going out and finding these best practices?
Well, I did that in 2022 when I first joined Trees Upstate.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get a lot of my colleagues from around the country. We get together every other month on Zoom calls to share best practices.
Okay.
So it's a learning session.
What is something that you've learned recently?
Oh, boy. So one of the things I've learned is focusing on how to interview, how to focus in on looking at experience that a young person may have, right? An 18-year-old may have limited experience, but how to understand that and translate it into something that applies to our program or something or connect the dots for them so that they can secure a job when they're interviewing.
Okay, so what do we have coming up? We've got the Tree Landscaping and Apprenticeship Program. What else do we have going on?
We are actually returning to West Greenville.
Okay.
Because initially we promised them in this planting season that we would plant 150 trees.
Mm-hmm.
So we're planting an additional 30 trees, maybe more if they're interested.
Okay. I'm sure they will be.
I think so. So far it's been really good. And we'll be planting in West Greenville in March of this year.
Okay.
We are also, as I said, launching the Landscape Tree and Landscape Program. In addition to that, one of my projects is going to Spartanburg to plant trees at a senior residence. So we're excited about that. And the AKAs of Spartanburg are interested in volunteering with us.
Okay. How did that come about?
That's interesting. That came about because the AKAs have a national goal to plant 3,000 trees in the United States within 3 years. And they approached...
Very aggressive.
It is aggressive. And so they approached the Arbor Day Foundation, or maybe the Arbor Day Foundation approached them. But they've partnered with the Arbor Day Foundation and made the commitment that their members would plant 3,000. So when I first moved to Greenville, one of the first things, and I took the job with Trees Upstate, one of the first things I did was to seek out a member of the AKAs. And we've worked with them in Greenville, and they were kind enough after their tree planting to refer us to Spartanburg.
Mm-hmm.
And right before Christmas, we planted a tree in Spartanburg, and 20 AKA members came out, and they loved it. And we had a great time, not just planting, but understanding the history, what environmental justice means, what does tree equity mean? And when they heard tree equity, they lit up, and they understood it. And so they've agreed, they're all excited, and they've agreed to plant more trees with us in the coming months.
That's interesting, you know, because last time I think I told you, it's something that you take for granted. The trees are going to be there. And when you don't see them is when you notice them.
Right.
That's when you were talking about the canopy. And I was like, OK, now
missing
I get it.
Canopy.
Yeah. So to get the proper coverage, how long does it take?
Trees take a long time to grow.
Yeah.
You know, some trees are 150-year-old. And some are, you can tell the ones that are less than 10 years old. They're very thin and very small. But it also depends on the type of tree.
Mm-hmm.
But trees do take a while. And so that's why we have to pay attention now to all the trees that are being cut down by developers and trees that are aging out. They literally have lived their life and they're dying. And so we have to start planting new trees now to offset their losses.
Which trees do you, I mean, what kinds of trees do you plant now?
We plant native trees, trees that can thrive in this environment. And so we plant anywhere from a series of oak trees, such as Nuttall oak and Schumar oak, to blooming trees, spring blooming trees, such as Eastern red buds and service berries.
Okay.
There are not a lot of trees that you may have heard of before.
But you know, when you say oak and stuff like that, yeah, I get it, you know. I didn't know which trees are intrinsic to this area.
Yes. Others include red maple. You've heard of red maple. Mm-hmm. You've seen them in the fall. And Something I like is an evergreen. So several evergreens, such as the southern magnolia. You're familiar with that?
Yes.
Well, we have dwarf magnolias. One's called Little Jim. One is called Teddy Bear. So if you don't have room for one of those giant trees, we've got the perfect tree for you.
Okay. Evangeline, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
It's easy. They can call me at 864-399-0331.
Mm-hmm.
Should I repeat that?
Yes.
864-399-0331. Or they can email me at ecosta, that's ecosta, at treesupstate.org.
Okay. And do you guys have like a Facebook page?
We do. It's Trees Upstate. And we're also on IG, on Instagram, Trees Upstate.
All right. We are almost out of time. Is there something that you'd like to say that we didn't cover?
Well, we'd like those in the listening area to join us at one of our tree planting events. We love volunteers. We love when they come out. And so if they go to our website, treesupstate.org/volunteers, they'll see all the activities that we have planned so far, and they can sign up. And if they know someone who is 18 to 24 who may be interested in the apprenticeship program, they should go to treesupstate.org/workforce and register there.
You see, I'm laughing because last time I said I was interested, and you were like, yeah, you're just a little bit too old.
Too old. Just a little bit, Michael. Just a little bit.
Evangeline Costa, Trees Upstate. It's good to see you again. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's good to be here, and it's good to see you again.
Thank you for listening to Pause for the Cause, a public affairs show on 107.3 Jams.